Glossary. What are you up to? What are you thinking of doing? Eager. Showing interest to do something. Pack. Put the things in a box or bag. Pulihora. Tamarind rice, a popular food item in Andhra Pradesh. Set off. To start on a trip. Reach. To arrive at a place. Breathtaking. Surprising and impressive. Board.
To get on to a train, boat, etc.
Get off. To leave a train, bus, etc. Surprised. Happy feeling caused by something. Take care of. To protect something. Guide. A person who shows tourist center and comments on different aspects of the place. Far away. A long way away. Important. Of great value. Among. Being a part of a group. Shelter. A place that gives protection. Breeding. The process of having young ones. In the middle of. At the central point. Around. Approximately. Seem to be. As if they are. Near. Not far away. Selfie. A photograph that you take of yourself. Celebrate. Enjoy an occasion. Flamingo. A large pink or red bird with long neck and long legs living near water. Festival. A special day or event. Exhibit. Put something in a public place for people to look at it. Exhibition. A place where things are exhibited. Fruits. Different fruits like mangoes, bananas, etc. Fruit. One or more pieces of the same fruit. Example, a kilo of apple is fruit, not fruits. Take part. To involve actively. Educative. Providing knowledge.
Answer the following questions. Why was Sumati jubilant? What things did Ravi's family take for the picnic? What is a bird sanctuary? How are the birds in Nelapattu? Describe them in 3 or 4 sentences. What is a flamingo festival? What would you like to take with you while going on a picnic? Where is Nelapattu Bird Sanctuary situated? How is pelican different from a flamingo? Have you ever watched rocket launching on television? How did you feel when you watched it?
Reading card, The Wise Bird. One day, a flock of doves fly across the sky. Some of them are young and some are old. They are flying over a forest. How beautiful is this mango tree? Said a young dove. Yes, I like to play in big trees, said his friend. We can build our nests and have babies on big trees, said an old dove. I like to eat green mangoes, said another dove. Shall we take some rest on this mango tree? Asked a young bird. Sure, I too need some rest, said its friend. It's a good idea, said a dove. In the meantime, I will eat some mangoes. All the birds perched on the big mango tree. Hey, look, there are some nuts on the ground. Why don't we eat them? Said a young bird. Oh, my dear birdie, this is a forest. How can there be nuts on the ground in a forest? Think a while, said the old dove. But I like nuts very much. I'm hungry too, said the young bird. I'm going to eat them. All other doves except the old bird followed it to the ground to eat nuts. Oh my God, dear friends, we are trapped in a net, said a dove. The hunter will come and kill all of us, cried all the birds. What shall we do now? The old bird sitting on the branch of a mango tree was watching all this. It got an idea. Oh, my dear friends, will you listen to me? I have an idea. You pretend to be dead when the hunter comes to you. He will free all of you from the net to put you in his basket. When he releases the last one of you, I will make a big sound. Then all of you fly at once. In the evening, the hunter came. Today is the luckiest day in my life. I could get a good number of birds at a time, said the hunter. My wife loves to eat dove's meat. Today we can have a pleasant dinner. His mouth started watering. He began to free one bird after other from net. The old bird was watching all these from the branch of the tree. The hunter freed the last bird from the net. Immediately, the old bird made a big sound. All the birds flew at once. They flew up into the sky. How smart these doves are, said the hunter. All the birds thanked the old bird. You saved us today. You are sagacious. Thank you very much, said all the birds.
Glossary: perched, sat, trapped, caught, pretend, act, sagacious, wise. Listening input: the golden bird and the king. Long, long ago, there lived a magic bird by the name of Sindhuka in a thick forest. It laid golden eggs. Once, a hunter came to the forest. While hunting, he came near the tree in which lived in the magic bird. He saw the bird laying golden eggs. He caught the bird in his net and returned home. But he was afraid of keeping the bird in his captivity. He thought that the magic bird would lay him golden eggs. Soon he would be rich. The king might think that he became rich by stealing others' money. He might send him to jail. So it was better that he presented the magic bird to the king. Thinking thus, the hunter gave the magic bird to the king. The king was jubilant to have such a magic bird.
He ordered his servants to take care of the bird,
so that it laid more and more golden eggs. But the attendants said to the king, "Your Majesty, this is all a hoax. How can a bird lay golden eggs?" This created doubts in the mind of the king. He ordered his attendants to release the bird in the woods. The attendants, after that, released the bird in the woods. The bird flew in the sky and thought to itself, "This seems to be a fool's kingdom. The hunter knew that I laid golden eggs, but he gifted me to the king. The king, in turn, gave me to the attendants to release me in the woods.
The attendants, too, didn't ever believe in my magical qualities and spoke to the king against me. And the biggest fool of them was I, who landed in the hunter's net.